Allegations of academic fraud first erupted last March on the eve of the university's first round appearance in the NCAA tournament. This year, there will be no such appearance. Yesterday, in response to former tutor Jan Gangelhoff's claim that she had prepared several hundred assignments for basketball players, university president Mark Udoff declared the team ineligible for postseason play this year. The move comes 4 months after the U bought out former coach Clem Haskins' contract for roughly $1.5 million. Although an independent investigation of the charges is ongoing, Udoff says he chose to act preemptively so that current players and new head coach Dan Munson would know where they stand prior to the beginning of this year's season.
It was almost inevitable that the sanctions, at least at this level, would be imposed anyhow. And Dan is a great coach, came in under some difficult circumstances. I'm trying to make his life a little easier, make it a little easier in his interactions with the team, boost the morale a little bit. I think, frankly, that's the primary reason.
In addition to the ban on postseason appearances, Udoff said the university would place the men's basketball program on NCAA probation for an unspecified period of time. The probation would include more frequent and extensive compliance checks, and additional sanctions could be coming. Udoff says once the investigation is complete sometime next month, he expects further disciplinary action from the university and the NCAA. That could include financial penalties or a reduction in the basketball scholarships the school is allowed to award. McKinley Boston is the university's vice president for student development and athletics. He says he is most concerned about the loss of scholarships.
I don't think there's any doubt that eventually that will come, and how many over what long a period of time will, you know, hurt programs more than anything, you know, because you can't recruit and you don't have scholarships, it's tough to win.
Even without additional sanctions, the university may struggle with identifying new recruits. Murray Sperber is a professor of American Studies at Indiana University and author of Onward to Victory, The Crises That Shaped College Sports. He says the fraud issue tarnishes the basketball program, which competing schools can use to their advantage.
You better believe it. Other coaches are going to point it out, and they're going to, you know, say to the parents or recruits, your kids won't get much of an education in Minnesota and that sort of thing. Not that they're getting great educations at their schools. And so it puts you in the hole a little bit, but other schools have recovered. And depending how good a coach this guy Munson is, they could be back pretty soon.
Coach Munson says he recognizes the difficulties ahead in rebuilding the program. But he says there's also a certain amount of relief in finally knowing where the team stands, at least for this season.
Certainly we knew this day would come, and for I think our program and staff and our team, it's the beginning of the end, and we're excited to be able to move forward a little bit and to be able to at least come to grips with what's going to go on and deal with it and move forward. And I think our kids are anxious to do that, and I think our staff is as well.
Despite the gloomy news, the men's basketball team turned out for yesterday's practice as scheduled. Players expressed disappointment with the decision, including junior J.B. Bickerstaff. Bickerstaff says exclusion from postseason tournaments cuts at the heart of why he plays basketball.
Everybody wants to be a champion. You know, you wouldn't come here and practice, you know, spend this much time, go to school, you know, work hard, individual things like that, trying to get better, you know, if you didn't want to be a champion. And it's kind of devastating, you know, to just know that you don't have a chance, you know, to compete at that level.
The prohibition on postseason play, however, does not include the Big Ten tournament, which is considered part of the regular season. Bickerstaff says he and his teammates will concentrate on that championship when seeking motivation to compete. I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.